Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sunday with Sue Teresa here on Sunday, December 21st, 2014. My name is Sue Teresa, and it's the holiday season. Happy holidays, everyone. Lots going on, I bet, with all that Christmas shopping and present shopping and partying going on at this time of the holiday season. Today is considered to be the winter solstice here in the West, and then there will also be a Vedic winter solstice, and that's going to be happening in January 17th. So it's a really powerful time to propitiate the sun, and that's what we are here to do every week, every month in this program, is to understand what the sun's energy is doing as it transits into a new sign in the zodiac. And here today we have our Vedic astrologer, Radha, who is going to share with us the transit of the sun going into Sagittarius. Now, it happened to do that on the 15th. Last week, on Monday the 15th, according to the Eastern Standard Calendar I have here. However, last week's call was dedicated to speak about the India trip and those people who are going to be going to see Dr. Pillai, and a lot of people around the world are also going to be coming together and enjoying celebrating his birthday during a three-week trip. And so if you want to listen to that recording, it is posted to the blog, Sundays with Sutrita blog, through Pillai Center, and they can find out about what is happening with that trip so far, and the members who shared about it had really great sharing, and they're very excited. So if anyone wants to share further about that today, that's fine when we open up the questions and open discussion today during the call. Anyone who is new today, welcome to the program. And what we do every week is we talk about the power times of the week that we can tap into, or the energies that are really potent that will help to transform our lives. So today is also, according to the Eastern Standard Calendar, is Lord Hanuman's birthday. And Lord Hanuman is a divine archetype who can help us to overcome so many obstacles in our lives. He can even destroy negativity, like people who are envious of us or who are blocking our progress, or even our own internal negativity, like we're not good enough or we don't feel confident enough to do whatever it is that we'd like to do in our lives, or we don't know how to. So his energy is readily available today as we celebrate his birthday. Now, once a year, everybody has a birthday, and it becomes a special day for that person. We show our gratitude for that person being alive in our lives by celebrating. So you can do that by going on to astrovet.com or pillaicenter.com. There is going to be a webcast through pillaicenter.com and also a fire lab. So that service is there available, I hope so anyways, still. And then there are services offered through astrovet.com. So you just go under specials when you log on to astrovet.com. Go to the tab where it says specials, and then you'll see Hanuman Jayanti. Jayanti means it's just his birthday celebration. That's the more superficial meaning. There's probably a deeper meaning, but we won't get into that right now. So it's a very, very powerful day. And it's also a new moon. So this new moon energy helps us to really get into our meditation. It gives us this fresh, clean start to the next coming couple of weeks. And don't we all need it at this holiday season when we want to really be able to access inside of us that clarity or that compassion, that unconditional love, that experience of joy. Just the season, right? And a lot of us are like, oh my God, I got to run around and get this. I got to go to this person's place. I got to go to here. I got to go to the office party. I got to go to this. I don't have enough money to do that. I wish I could be here. You know, I wish I could be there. So all those things that are kind of spinning around us can spin us out. and we can have a negative experience. So the new moon helps us to go inside. And then when Radha comes on and she's going to talk about what, to go inside and do what, she will tell us what the sun's energy is going to reveal to us, because the sun is all about the soul. So we'll go inside, we'll take a look, a new look during the new moon, at our soul, what our soul wants us to do, and what our soul and our karma, because the planets also influence our karmas, are going to give us a heads up of what the season is going to, how the season is going to unfold, this holiday season. I'm speaking about this next week, Christmas time, and then up into the new year. Although I think we'll meet before the new year, so we'll have another injection of our gathering here and all the energy that we're going to experience when we do our meditation in a couple minutes. So it's really an exciting time to have a fresh clean slate, to have a new look at you, so to have a new perspective of what is inside of you that can come up and spill into the world around you, and how you can allow more love, more light, more energy to flow into you, and to experience the true meaning of the spirit of Christmas. Because the Christmas spirit is spirit. That's what it is. And we're all on this path to gain more and more of that energy. Not just at this time, but this is a good time to do it, because we're tapping into it. So get full of it. And then we can bring in the new year with a fresh, clean slate, where we're saying, all right, now I understand what it is to make resolutions. You know, so maybe we can call them something else, instead of going back and saying, oh, I don't want to do this, and I don't want to do that, and I don't want to do this. And, you know, looking at it in a way that all the mistakes we made. Okay, so we made mistakes. So what? Forget about it. Then we just go into the new year saying, I really am excited about having perfect health. I'm excited about the steps that I'm going to take to make sure that I'm eating properly, make sure that I'm sleeping properly, make sure that I'm getting the friends and family support that is going to help me to nurture myself, and that I can nurture them in as well. So creating love in the space, and not just in a sense of you scratch my back, I scratch yours, or you give me a gift, I give you a gift. It's not like that at all. Love is a way of being. And it's amazing. I just picked up this book. Someone gave it to me. It's called The Pathway of Surrender. And it's called Letting Go by Hawkins, David R. Hawkins. He's an MD, PhD. And I just opened up the book today. Yesterday I spoke about surrender. In another call, and this, today I opened the book, and it's about love. And it's so appropriate, because this is the season of love, unconditional love. Christ was born, Christ consciousness was born into the world a couple thousand years ago, and it pervades, it remains inside of each and every one of us, because he was a divine being, and he sacrificed himself to help us to understand what love is. Now, we don't have to go and go through what he went through. But there is, when our karmas are presenting themselves, we have to learn to rise above them. And that's what we've been doing with Dr. Pillai, whether you're here today for the very first time, or you've been on the path for many years with him. Dr. Pillai is unconditional love. He's radiating that, and he's taught us how to do that, and we're here to share that with you and with each other. So on the level of love, we're heartfelt, we're generous, we're nurturing, we're affectionate, we're steadfast and forgiving. Love is a protective, collaborative, uplifting, holistic, and gracious way of being. It's characterized by warmth, gratitude, appreciation, humility, completion, vision, purity of motive, and sweetness. So love is a way of being. It's an energy that radiates when the blocks to it have been surrendered. It's more than an emotion. or a thought, it's a state of being. Love is what we have become through the pathway of surrender. It's a way of being in the world that says, how can I be of help to you? How can I comfort you? How can I loan you money when you're broke? How can I help you to find a job? How can I console you when you've suffered a major loss in your family? Lovingness is a way through which we light up the world. Showing kindness to all living things and supporting human spirit. Once we become willing to give love, the discovery follows that we are surrounded by love and we merely didn't know how to access it. Love is actually present everywhere. Its presence only needs to be realized. So that is a very powerful message that I wanted to share with you from Dr. Hawkins. You can keep your eyes closed and just listen. Those of you who need to go, have a fabulous holiday season with your loved ones, friends, family members, workmates. And be that love. And then receive all that will come to you. And we'll see you next week. And then maybe you can listen to the recording if you have to jump. You can maybe listen to it later when you have some time. And because we'll be inviting Radha now to come and share with us about the sun entering the sign of Sagittarius. Again, happened last week, and it will continue on for the next few weeks. And especially over this Christmas time, she might have some great tips for us to get so much more out of the holiday season with a different perspective from the soul level. So let's open the line. I think I have to take you off. Rod, are you there?
Good morning. This is Radha. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good morning, Radha. Thanks for joining us this week. I know it's the holiday season and you're taking your precious time out of your holidays, but thank you so much for joining and sharing with us about the sun entering Sagittarius this month.
Oh, yes. Thank you. It's my pleasure. Yeah, this is important. I don't really take a break from it during the holidays.
Okay, good.
The holidays. I try to keep the holidays simple and just do my highest priorities, which is my spiritual program.
Yeah,
possible.
It's kind of interesting. I was just thinking about that. Holidays, usually, wasn't it in the old days that they were holy days, right? So holidays really were for us to acknowledge the holy days.
That's right. That's a good point. It's so different now.
Yeah. A bit commercial. So let's bring it back.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, so this is an astrological update. It's a bit of a weather forecast in general. Of course, we'll all have our own unique experiences based on, you know, what's in our own chart and our own, what we're creating, what we're manifesting, and what the energies are present in our own chart. But in general, for all of us, the sun has entered Sagittarius. That was this past Monday, December 15th. And sun is going to be transiting through Sagittarius until about January 15th. That'll be the Vedic winter solstice. Let's see, just to review, the sun is our soul. The sun symbolizes the king, a royal consciousness, our father, and energy and activity. And being in Sagittarius, which is the most idealistic of all the signs, The sun is going to be lighting up what the indications of Sagittarius. And Sagittarius brings us the energy of wisdom and fortune, philosophy, justice and ethics, humanitarian actions, and fair play. The Sanskrit name for Sagittarius is Danus, and its symbol is a centaur. And a centaur, as you might remember, they are half horse, like the back, or like the lower body is a horse and the upper body is a man, and they are the archers. So the symbol of Sagittarius is the archer, the centaur, is aiming his bow and arrow up towards the heavens. And this shows the sense of optimism, of looking up, and it also shows us that Sagittarius' focus is on the transformation of matter into spiritual consciousness. Because he's, you know, it's half of the horse, but then the upper body is the man, but then aiming even higher towards the heavens. So Sagittarius also happens to be the natural ninth house of the zodiac, and this brings in some wonderful energies of grace, compassion, and fortune. This is the house that relates to your father and to your guru or spiritual teacher, or even your other teachers that you might have in college or school. It does have some bring in some energy of spiritual pilgrimages, and also it's a house that can bring us prosperity. Now, Dr. Pillai has taught many times that the way to receive grace and fortune is to have compassion for people who are suffering. And he said that the easiest way to receive the grace of God is to feed a suffering human being who doesn't have food or water, or to give water to that person. So this month could be a good time to value knowledge. You might want to think about taking advanced training or get involved in some way with higher education. This is a great time to respect and honor your spiritual teacher and to be open to receiving blessings from him or her. It would be advisable just to be careful not to become too fanatical about your beliefs, or to think and not to think that your way is the only way of doing things. This is a good time to motivate and inspire others, to be a visionary in your own life, and also to honor traditions, which a lot of us are doing around the holidays. This is a great time to do acts of compassion and charity that would help to uplift other souls that are suffering, like helping to feed people who need food, or just helping people in your community, helping disabled persons, etc. And so this is a great time to be receptive to receiving benefits and good fortune, and to celebrate and to move forward with optimism, because the centaur, he's got, you know, 4 feet on the ground. He can gallop ahead and move forward, but always with that optimism guiding. So just a quick summary of Sun and Sagittarius. If we had to do a quick summary, it would be take action for compassion, be receptive to grace and good fortune, and enjoy the wisdom and the traditions. So we have something else interesting going on today, which is today is Sunday, December 21st. It's the shortest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, the winter solstice. And it's also the new moon day, which falls in the Mula star. So that this means that we celebrate Lord Hanuman's birthday. And Lord Hanuman is a monkey god. He can do impossible things. A lot of times you'll see him in the pictures with he's flying through the air and he's carrying in the palm of his hand a mountain. So, you know, like in the Bible it says, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And then here's Hanuman, he's moving a mountain. So, and it's hard to believe, at least for me, I don't know about you, but that it's been exactly 2 years today, 2 years and a day, since 12/21/2012, which was the, that was the date when the old Mayan calendar ended and the golden age started dawning, December 21st of 2012. So this exactly 2 years. It's pretty interesting to note that Lord Hanuman is marking this anniversary with his birthday. His birthday is when he all his energy comes to the earthland. He's like, he's flooding us with his compassionate, angelic energy of performing miracles to uplift people. And another note is that Mula, the star of today, it's a star that carries the energy of getting into the root of things and breaking old agreements and contracts. It's also, the moon is also in Sagittarius. Actually, we have four planets in Sagittarius today. Moon, Sun, Venus, and Mercury. So whenever there's a lot of planets in a house, there's like a lot of energy focused there. So it's a lot of energy focused in the natural ninth house of fortune, compassion, and grace. So being a new moon, it's like a new moon is like a minimum mind, and it brings the energy of spiritual enlightenment. So it's like it's a great day to clean the slate and start fresh, start anew. And so it might be interesting to think about, you know, how have you changed since December 21st, 2012, 2 years ago? And what old agreements or outdated ideas about yourself are you ready to let go of? And this is also, you know, this is a day to ask Lord Hanuman for the miracles that you need and desire in your life. So it's really neat that we can have this call today and look at the energies and just honor the time energies. And that's what I've got on that. I can also give a quick preview for 2015, New Year's.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, it's really interesting. In India, at least, the year is starting off with a very special 11th waxing moon. It's like the every 11th moon, which happens twice a month, is a very special day because it's a day of Vishnu consciousness, of prosperity, of healing, and also spiritual evolution. But then this is like the most special one all year, and it happens to be falling. In India, the New Year is starting off with this. In the West, we'll have it on December 31st, and by the time midnight rings in, it'll be the 12th waxing moon, which is also associated with Vishnu, actually, and Lakshmi, and it's a good time to perform charity. But I think I'm definitely going to tune in to this 11th waxing moon on the 31st. Because it's always like such a special day, I notice. And a lot of times I try to fast during that day, and I get a lot of miracles happen on that day, or I get spiritual messages that help me. And side note, I'm probably the world's worst faster, because I believe me, I want to eat my meals three times a day, and so sometimes most of the time I just fast until sunset, just during the day, which is actually quite easy this time of the year because the days are short. And Dr. Pillai has said that we can do that. You could fast just during the day until the sunset and receive a lot of benefits and just be able to feel that connection with the divine energies and get that guidance. So this is a special 11th waxing moon, even more special than usual. And it's actually because of K2's placement. K2 is the saintly planet. It's bringing in the energy for spiritual liberation. So I thought that was very interesting. A lot of spiritual liberation energy is starting off the year, and also a lot of prosperity and healing energy. And then add to that the star of the day. Now, pretty much for all of us in the world, the star of the day for the new year is going to be Kritika. This is the star ruled by Lord Maruga. It's the Pleiadian star. The Pleiadians are the bringers of the dawn who bring us our true, who are helping us to evolve to a higher consciousness, and they're starting this new year. And, Kritika is a star of truth, and it also relates to purification through burning or cutting. That doesn't sound too pleasant, does it? So sometimes it can be a painful transformation, but the thought that comes to me is that, it's a lot smoother. It's not as painful when one is going with the flow and taking the action to evolve spiritually and improve our lives and improve other people's lives. It's more like when we're going, trying to swim upstream, against the flow, that then it can be more painful and it's a more difficult transformation. Because we've seen, of course, it's been 2 years since 2012, but the world isn't perfect yet. There's a lot of suffering still. There has been a lot of evolution, but there has been a lot of suffering still. But then when we go with that flow, we don't have to suffer as much at all or at all eventually or hopefully soon. So, And the other interesting thing about the new year is that, Maruga's star is bringing in the year, Kritika. Maruga rules Mars. Mars is a planet of problem solving, of action. And Mars is currently exalted. And so Mars is emitting the maximum power to bless us at this time. The last time Mars was exalted was about 2 years ago, so it doesn't happen all the time. And I was just looking on the astrology software that Mars is going to achieve his point of highest exaltation, like the exact point. Each of the planets has like an exact point where they're at their maximum exaltation. Mars is going to be achieving that kind of like later during the day on January 1st or in the West. Maybe in India, I think it'll be into January 2nd, but it's right around there like, Mars is really bringing in a lot of problem-solving action energy and to help us to have our true self-esteem, which is a higher consciousness, and helping us to advance in opening our third eye. So it really looks to be a supercharged year with potential for higher consciousness. As long as we start to fully embrace the golden age and really live it and to take the action to create heaven on planet Earth for ourselves and for our fellows. So that's the astrological weather forecast I've got for today. What comments do you have, Sucharita?
Oh, you know me, Radha. I always have comments. it's just when you were sharing all that, I was like, oh my God, it really is happening. I didn't even remember about the ringing in of the golden age and the Mayan calendar ending, because that just seems so long ago, didn't it?
Yeah.
So for you to remind me about it, it's like, okay, 2 years have gone by, and yeah, we should take a bit of a introspective journey down memory lane and see the things that we have gotten rid of in our lives, like maybe old thought patterns or ways of being, or if we've forgiven ourselves and forgiven others on the path, or who may be not on our path, and we have kind of, and I say this very lightly, but it's also very kind of seriously too. If we've wanted people to be a certain way, or we've had expectations for them to live up to some sort of standard that we have set for them. Or we have set those kinds of standards for ourselves. That's tormenting. So if we can just see, take a look and see the patterns of the past, and maybe just from the past couple of years, because that's when we have really committed ourselves to bringing in the golden age, which means heaven on earth. So if we haven't experienced that in our lives, or we haven't let go of things in our lives that is affecting us at the soul level, and we're imposing our expectations on others, geez, how are we contributing to either a heaven on earth or the opposite, or somewhere in between? So it's not to make a judgment, it's just to say, okay, note to self, what have I been doing in the past couple of years? What have I learned? What has my soul been showing me that I'm still holding on to? And then with that knowledge, or with that awareness even, because we all know, you know, that the golden rule is, you know, do unto others as they would do unto you, and vice versa. So when we can live truly being that golden rule where, okay, I messed up, no biggie. You know, don't hold on to it. Just go and do what you need to. Forgive yourself and forgive others. Forgiving again means that you're just putting love in the space, not love from an emotional or guilt-ridden place. But we are illuminating. We're lighting up ourselves, and then also lighting up or uplifting others who we may have had these high expectations for, and they weren't able to live up to them because their soul doesn't have that capacity right now. So what I recommend, and what Dr. Bly recommends, is you just pay attention to what you need to do for your soul's evolution by participating in different programs, or maybe doing some services that give you these boosts of energy, or this boost of intelligence, like you were saying about it. This new year is a time where you can fast. And again, you have to be careful, because we don't want to say you must fast from sunrise to sunset, because if you're diabetic or you have some health condition, definitely don't do that. You have to take care of yourself. But you can just, in a sense, fast from maybe watching TV, or being too bombarded with conversations that are negative. So take a break from all those kinds of things, and maybe cut back a little bit on the food, the intake. You could still, even if you're fasting, it's recommended that you have juices, or you have some, you know, light eating. In India, they say that you can just have fruits and juice, or light eating if you need to continue to work for an 8-hour shift, or that you'll be awake. The sun will be not setting until whenever it sets, wherever, whatever country you are in, that you can just observe quiet. So take a fast break from, loud music or media, social media, even fast from your BlackBerry or your smartphone. Take a break from that. Whatever your soul needs to do, you take a break from that which is no longer serving your soul's higher purpose. And then in the place of that, so you're not hanging there going, oh my God, now what? There's blank space and I feel like a little uncomfortable here. So you can just put in the practices. And Hanuman, Lord Hanuman's energy right now, because Mula is his birth star. That's why we celebrate his birthday is on his birth star day. Every one of us has a birth star. And I recommend you find that out through AstroVet. It's free. You can find out just by going on, logging on to AstroVet.com, and then you key in all your birth information. And then your birth star comes. It's also called nakshatra. And so then you can read about your birth star and see what star you come from. What your energy is, so you don't have to be a Hollywood star or movie star. You can be that star, which is even greater. It has a divine charge to it. And if we're not living into that starlight or sharing that starlight energy with others, then it can be going against your natural way of being. So we all have these gifts, these divine gifts, as Radha was sharing, about the planets, about all this energy that is going to be available to us. It's not just coming from the outside. She's just setting it up. Here's what you can tap into, and that is within us too. So that energy, if we understand that we have the ability to feel more optimistic or to exude that kind of energy, then that is going to be so much easier to do. Like, we can snap out of it. You know, if we've been in a funk, then it's going to be a lot easier to snap out of it if you pay attention to those moments where maybe we're hanging out with our family, friends, or colleagues, and we're at a party or, you know, a dinner or some sort of celebration over the holidays, where we were just like, oh, God, we got to be here. Okay, when is it over? And then we find ourselves, it's past the hour that we gave ourselves to be there, and now we're really enjoying, because what we've done is we've let go of everything that we thought about this situation, because it's all coming from the past. And we can look with a more optimistic outlook and find the silver lining in that interaction with someone. We can understand why they are the way they are. We don't have to accept that that is the best way to be, but that is what their soul is acting out. And then we can just send them love. I'll just give you my own experience. I was in a yoga class the other day, and it's a hot yoga class, and I swear to God, there was something going on with the heating system, but every time the instructor went to turn the heating down, because it has to be at a certain level, like 100 degrees or something, and we're pretty much sweating and, you know, panting in the room, and everybody's face in the mirror is just like red. And so everybody's like struggling to do the next move, and it's a 90-minute class, and there was one woman who was, she was really struggling next to me, maybe two people over, and she was, you know, and I thought, oh my God, she's going to die. Meanwhile, we're still going through the moves and everything. And so I just, in between, we go into this position called Savasana, and we just lay down, and that's where you just let everything go for about 20 seconds till you get up and do the next thing. So this woman was really struggling, and the instructor was saying, breathe easy. And, well, it's like saying, you know, stop crying. You can't stop crying. It's just something that you've got to go through. So not that the instructor wasn't, you know, yelling at her or anything. It was just, she was trying to bring the energy down. And I thought, oh, my God, what can I do here, you know, to help to stop the suffering of this woman? And then all the thought just came, send her love. Send her light, send her breath. And in that moment, I'm not getting it, in that moment, I was giggling because it really was so fast. She just slowed right down. And the panting stopped, and she relaxed, and then for the rest of the class, she was fine. And I just kept thinking, okay, I'm just this vessel here. I'm struggling like everybody else in the world, in this classroom. I have, you know, a lot going on too. And if I can just ask the divine for a favor, can you just shed us some light here and shed us some love and pour that out, we could get through this class. And so, you know, as you practice, have a practice of yoga or meditation practice in your life, you can just tap into that and do it off the mat. You know, so coming off the mat, I was just like, oh, thank God that I could have that consciousness, that ability to just say, come on, divine, you got to come in and help us out here, because this is upsetting for this woman, not only, but for the whole class. The whole class is like, God, lady, you know, relax. And it wasn't helping, you know. So the divine, when we call on the divine will always respond immediately if your intention is pure. And if you don't judge the person. Yeah, initially I was like, oh my God, I'm getting tired from listening, right? So, you know, to help us to come out of it, because that's a human response, then go to that highest state right away. Catch yourself. So in the past couple of years, if you said, okay, the golden age is supposed to be here, how come it's not here, and how come my life isn't improving, then just get to that state where you know the golden age is here, then just act as if all that energy is available to you. All that divinity is available to you. All that unconditional love and support is available to you any time. And usually it's in a time where there's a crisis. Or someone is, maybe at a party and they've had too much to drink. Or they start to say things about you in your past that, are embarrassing, maybe even humiliating. Then you can say, okay, thank you, God, for showing me how I used to be and thank God I never will be that again. So you can actually look at the person and thank them. Not that you have to be taking the abuse. You can just be quiet. And the next thing can be a mantra. So dream will bring up the self-esteem. It will give you that ability to forgive yourself and forgive others. Or if you see someone and you're triggered and they were mean to you in the past, and you just can't stand having that feeling in the space, dream. So we have lots of tools that we've been, that we've been practicing and have been shared by Dr. Fly. And then with this knowledge that Radha has shared, this new year can be really a mark or a point at which we can say from this point onward, were we able to do the impossible through the grace of all these divine beings that said, okay, I'm opening up the door to the new year. Here's the energy available. If you want it and use all the good energy that is available or fill yourself up with that and let that flow through you, you will have an amazing year ahead. And then it will get, you'll become more and more alert to all the times that you can get refilled. So when the gas out of the gas tank is gone, then you will know, oh, okay, I know that the next gas station is coming up and I can just refill. Mm-hmm. Or recharge your phone, depending on what it is. It will help you to understand that energy is always flowing and we need to recharge ourselves. We need to understand that there's no need to panic and there's no need to go backwards to our old way of being because that person is gone. That situation is gone. Although you may be looking the same, you have a name and you have an identity. As we're going on this spiritual path, the less we identify with our limitations, our limited way of being, the more flow of the divine can come into us because the divine will come into us and it will make us to suffer, just as I was on the mat that time where I was going, oh my God, please stop panting, lady, you're making me tired. Is that you just stop that in the moment it's happening because your life force is going towards negativity. So there's on this earth plane, there's two opposing forces. It's whatever force you choose to tap into. It's whatever idea or thought you choose to energize. And in that moment that I shot over love to her, and I don't even know, I just said, please God, help her. Send over love, and I think I was doing the Mula Mantra, the Om Aim Rin, the one that you can bring in the energy of higher intelligence, especially to do the impossible. Rin is in there, and that's the energy for Dr. Ply to bring his energy in. So in that moment, you choose. So if you're bumping up against someone who's challenged you in the past, whether it's a family member, friend, colleague, whatever it is, then you have the ability to allow grace to flow. Be humble. Practice humility. Practice openness. Practice forgiveness. Practice. Practice means be practical. Because you want to finished that karma. Whether you see them or not again, you want to have, be gracious. So again, it's not doing this. It's allowing ourselves to be open and allow grace, love, forgiveness, joy, happiness, optimism, all those things to flow through us, as opposed to that force that comes and knocks us out and says, no, but you're got to be right. And you just, never mind. And he's fighting, conflict, right? It's just this nasty little voice. Like the, when I was growing up, and maybe many of you from the West remember the show, I think it was called The Flintstones, where they had the little devil on the shoulder and then the angel on the shoulder, and the main character, Fred, would have this conversation with the devil and the angel, and the angel would always win out because the devil would just do stupid stuff, right? So it was that's what's going on in our lives every day. In this moment right now, what are your thoughts? You know, are you thinking, oh my God, I gotta go see so and so, and this creates fear or anxiety? What are we feeding ourselves? We can't blame it on the other person for showing up. And then if it's too overwhelming, the divine will always, 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 always protect us. And in the way that is kind of like that person will have suddenly had to cancel, or maybe there will be, you know, other people there that you can spend time with and you have a good time. Kids will be there, and kids are always so joyous and unconditionally loving. So you'll be able to play with the kids. So, you know, those are the silver linings. Actually, they're more like gold to me. The golden moments where I can just be thankful to God because I didn't know how to get out of this situation. And I didn't want to bite my tongue because there's way too many bite marks on my tongue. And you don't want to repress stuff either, right? So, you know, we have to make the most out of our life. And then when we make the most out of our life, we are doing the best we can. We're doing the most we can. We're making the best effort. And then the divine is revealing to us, okay, you're trying your best, so let's give you some injections of spirit and help you to get past this situation. You've learned your lesson, no need to suffer. Let go. Just let go. And then this healing energy, Krista's healing energy. Again, the Pleiadians have been hanging out with us. It's a star constellation that is surrounding the planet, and it's beaming all these angelic beings. And see, angels, they can't do the thing for us. We have to invite them. So the only thing we need to do is know that whenever we do prayer, whenever we do meditation or deep contemplation or any healing work, that we're not saying we're doing it. We're allowing ourselves to open, and then the divine is coming through. That means those angels that have been surrounding us are saying, oh, good, I get to do something. Okay? So if we don't call on them, they're still surrounding us. They're protecting us, and everybody's had those near accidents. Where the accident almost happened, or the thing almost happened, or the situation almost got to be worse, you know, or whatever. Or the situation was so awesome, and you're like, my God, that's a miracle. The angels are all around us. So the Pleiadians are pouring this energy of angels, healing energy all around us, but we have to be able to ask them. The kids will see the angels. If you go into a hospital at Christmas time, as Radha was saying, it's a great time to go in and just, see the kids in cancer wards or in the sick kids hospital in Toronto, the big international hospital, to help kids. It's a big research place too. And you can go there and just, you know, do whatever you can do to bring some love and light there in a volunteering service. And go check it out. Or if anywhere in your community, if there's a community center or toy drives or stuff like that, go hang out and just see the divinity. And God bless that energy that is coming through. If you can give, they have especially in the north, in North America, we do blanket drives and coat drives. Again, toy drives for kids that don't have toys. But if you don't have any of that to participate in, then of course, with Dr. Ply, he's given us the opportunity to just easy, click, go online, and go help to uplift. Something in your soul will push you to do that anyways, because there's so much energy to be charitable. So any way that you want to be charitable, you can be that. And being charitable also in your own life, while you're speaking to your family members, be charitable. What does that mean? Just be kind. Even though they are maybe spewing, to give you a more graphic example, they're just like vomiting poison and they're just like miserable and bitter and blah, 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 blah. Right? We've all had those moments where we ourselves have been that way, so we totally recognize that in others. And it's just on spin cycle and it's on hyperdrive and we're just so sick and tired of it. And so then we don't go into, I'm so sick and tired of it, there it is again. We just are in that space and we're channeling love. And watch, observe what happens. Because even love, even the worst enemy or the person who is just being so challenging in our lives and we're sitting next to them and, oh, my God, oh, when is this dinner over? Something magical will happen. Something very divine will happen. And something will overcome you. Not maybe that person will keep going on, won't, but that will fade in the background and some other energy will come in. And you call on it even more and pray internally, please, God, please, please, please give me the experience of being unconditional, patient, kind, loving. Maybe even throw a little bit of joy in there and watch what happens. That person will amaze you. And then with that, you will go, oh, my God, you are here. Oh, my angel, you are here. So as Dr. Pillai says, don't just do stuff with blind faith. Don't follow him with blind faith. He's here as an unconditional vessel of love. And he's here to share that with us. And sometimes it's not going to be all nicely wrapped up in a bow. It's going to really, as Radha was saying, is going to be that energy of, like, purifying. Mm-hmm. And then you just think, okay, thank God, here you are. I feel pain. I feel anxiety. I feel all this stuff. I'm just about to pass out from this. So you better come in here. No, and save me from myself, right? So, and then you can always excuse yourself. There's always ways, oops, I just remembered I have to make a call or I have to turn my phone off, and that will give you a break of the energy. So it seems like whether we are going to go with the flow of goodness or be challenged by all this wonderful energy coming in, and if we are, the stuff is coming up from deep, deep within, then give yourself that space, that unconditional love, that optimism, all the things that Radha had shared, that saintly perspective of Ketu. Ketu helps you to be like that of a saint. A saint does that.
I don't know if we can interrupt or not.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Ramya. Yeah, this is, yeah, you're right. You know, my voice is very good. I just wanted to tell a little thing that I got with help from angels that I thought it might be neat for somebody that's trying to change something in themselves or whatever. Well, I had been for some time been praying to my guardian angel and stuff, and I am going through a real challenging time where my husband's actually going into dementia,
mm-hmm.
and it's really, I lose my patience, and so I was praying to, I prayed to everybody, basically, but I prayed to my angels, too, to help me, and to just have patience and kindness and, you know, I don't know, anything, because it builds up, sort of, like, it's very difficult for me. Well, anyway, so this is what happened. All of a sudden, I got this little sort of voice, and it said, whenever you feel you're getting angry, so ask his angel to protect him from you. And what happened with that was, I guess the angels are reminding me to do that. But what happens is it stopped me in my track, because when I think that I have to surround him to protect him, it stops me from doing it.
That's an amazing sharing, Ramya. Holy.
So it's been really, really neat. So now I'm doing that. And then I also had another really wonderful experience with Hanuman. And I don't know if I told it on this thing, but I'll tell it again because it happened last, I think it was like April or something. I was had to give a speech, and I was getting really anxious about it. I had to do a demonstration and a speech. And I was getting so nervous about it that I started praying finally about it and asking for help because I didn't think anybody was really going to help me. And I was sitting there the night before I was supposed to go do this in the morning. I was thinking, why did I sign myself up for this? And, I just didn't like all the anxiety and everything. Well, anyway, what was really funny was I woke up in the middle, right when I woke up in the morning, I could feel like a presence, and my eyes were still closed, and I saw the face of Hanuman, and I was kind of shocked, and I just said, oh, I mean, to myself, you know, Hanuman? And he goes, yes. And he said, what do you feel? And I said, I was so shocked that I just didn't say anything, and then he said it again, what do you feel? And so I sat there for a second, and I felt this enormous courage that just filled my whole body. And I knew it had been a gift. It was a gift from, and I just said, I feel courage. And he said, remember, I'll be with you. I'll always be with you. And then what happened was I was filled with that courage for at least 4 or 5 hours. And I went through the thing, and it was great, and everything was fine, and it was fantastic. So that was my other little experience of Hanuman. So that's why I'm doing the thing tonight with Dr. Poi.
Yeah, it's great because you're talking about the webcast, right, Ramya?
Yeah.
Yeah, so whenever we do these webcasts, that we get the teachings from the master, and then that helps us to really experience that connection to that particular deity. In this case, it's Lord Hanuman. So, that's amazing, the courage, yes.
It was very odd, too, because I really had not thought much about Hanuman. I mean, although I had been doing the Hanuman Chalisma on Saturdays, but, you know, it's not like I was devoted to him because I'm, like, Western. I don't even know him, hardly. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, it's like I didn't really know him.
Yeah, and it's very good that you bring up the point that you don't really know him and you're Western. And in fact, that's almost better because you don't have any preconceptions. So the divine is like, he's an angel. Lord Hanuman's an angel. So,
oh, okay.
And his angelic presence is available to everyone. It's, it's everywhere. So just because you're calling on him in, I believe you're in California, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you're in California, I am in Canada, some people are in India. So we can tap into his energy, as we do on this call today, that we can experience that energy. But then when you go and you have the teaching from the master, from Dr. Pillai, who gives you the initiation, and brings in the energy of Lord Hanuman for you at this particular time, at the right time, to receive his grace and blessings. It's kind of like we get to be VIPs or maybe VVIPs at the party. So we get to, when we're with Dr. Pillai, we get to be very important people, and we get to go to the front, so to speak, that because we made the efforts and we're saying, hey, we want to get the most out of this teaching, the most from this master, the most from this divine being, this angel, and then we get front row seats. So that's kind of in the way that when all these teachings and services are available, it's also a way to show gratitude, because then that person, that divine being, that angel is so grateful. Oh my God, I have all these people now. I can fill them up with this energy, and then they can give that energy to the world. So it's great. It's really great that you had that experience. And don't overthink it, and don't overknow it, because the energy is eternal.
Okay.
Yeah,
good. Anyway, so I just wanted to share that with you guys. And Merry, happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you, Rami. You too.
And thank you for, I listen every week. I adore your, the whole thing.
Oh, thank you, Rami.
Thank you.
You have an amazing holiday season too. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Radha, were you there? You wanted to say something? Or someone wanted to say something?
Hi, I'm here, but I don't have anything more, really.
Okay. I just saw you there.
Yeah, I'm here, but yeah, just be nice to hear what other people have to say.
For sure. So you know what you need to do is just press *6, and then you'll be on the line. You can ask a question or you can share an experience. There's another interesting note about Lord Hanuman's energy, and in that he's associated with Vayu. Vayu is the god of wind or prana. So he will help to really heal you if you're suffering from some sort of chronic illness, or maybe some mental anxiety that's kind of like it's brought up in the situations that, you know, you don't have control over. So he helps you to get control over your life force. So Lord Hanuman, if you haven't been able to overcome any illness or any kind of anxiety, so mental, physical, emotional illness, and like instability. So you become unstable. You're becoming out of control of your life. Right? You feel like, oh my God, someone else is controlling my life, or I don't have any control over my life. Then Hanuman's energy will help you to really lock in that life force that goes out is wasted towards maybe anxiety or fear or anxiousness, like Rami was sharing about the courage. You'll feel that all the time. So maybe in a way she needed a boost of courage for those 4 or 5 hours, whatever it was, to get through her public speaking situation. But also to always feel that and always be able to tap into that. So it's like we have this this ability to use the energy of Hanuman to bring up that life force, to use it wisely. So we're not, using it in a way that is going to be detrimental. So again, being in this world, it is a 3D, three-dimensional place where there's the polar opposites are needed to counterbalance one another. So that's always going to be here on this 3D plane. But as we are evolving since the Golden Age, since the end of the Mayan calendar, and then a new count or whatever it is going on, and the shift that is happening at the level of the human consciousness, the consciousness is evolving. So it's kind of an exciting time where we can start to go into different dimensions and then come back into this dimension. So we're tapping into other dimensions. I don't even know what the count is. Maybe it's endless. However, if we tap into these higher dimensions, because it's none other than ourselves. You know, it's none other than our higher self. And that's kind of hard. Oh, my God, that's too much for me to think about. I'm having enough challenges with this 3D. You know, being with the good and the bad, the polar opposite stuff. Try to balance, strike a balance. However, we can, just by doing a meditation, when we close our eyes, we're shutting the world out. The world is there. However, we are stopping our energy from going outward, and we're looking internally. So internally, we are seeing that intelligence inside, like Dr. Ply says, intel inside. You know, they have that on computers, the little sticker. So if we look at our intelligence from within, it's much faster. It's much more receptive to what it is that we want to do and get through it fast. We don't want to wait. When we turn that computer on and it takes a few seconds to warm up and come on, we're like, come on, hurry up, get on. And then we click on something and we, come on, hurry up. I want to see that. You know, we can see this just like, or our phone, and we're like, click, click, click. We want it faster and faster and faster. So we go inside and experience that speed, that intelligence. And then that is what is going to bring in who we are, say, in the year 3000. And what we are as that soul evolved in 3000. What information can I bring, or what type of intelligence can I bring to my soul now? So that's how we can know more about our higher self and then integrate that into our life now. So we're at a level of understanding in the world that no God is better than the next God and no religion is better than the next religion. Mm-hmm. We're all here to experience some form of higher intelligence that can bring everyone together, because we all are one. You know, we all come from one source. And then it gets watered down to whatever the culture is. And, you know, I didn't really believe in all the extraterrestrial stuff and all the science fiction and things like that. But when I was growing up, we only had a few channels on the TV, and one was Star Trek. And so, you know, it didn't have any. I was just thinking about it the other day. It doesn't have anything about, you know, Judaism or Christianity or Buddhism or Islam, or it didn't have those kind of delineations. You know, it had some other type of beings, whatever they believed in. You know, so who knows? In whatever 10 years from now, I don't know, 100 years from now, projecting it in the future, it will be called something else, right? So all that stuff that we believed in will be transformed into something else. Okay. So, but then we will have access to different dimensions and time travel and all that other stuff. It's inevitable. That's what's happening. And whether you believe it or not, that's up to you. But it is what's happening, and it's banging up against people. You know, all our stuff in life is coming to this culmination where, you know, we're just trying to get back to the basics of just sitting down and having a family dinner for an hour or two and coming to terms with what is. And then just allowing that to be in the space and enjoying those moments in where we can be with people who maybe we don't get along with. And even if we are alone, this, I've so many Christmases or holiday seasons I've spent alone on the path, and it was by choice. Because I was just so wanted to experience the transformation of that time. And Dr. Pillai at that time, he had said, go deep into meditation and then really clear yourself, because you won't even be able to experience, you know, the truth of the holiday season. Even if you're among people, you will just, you're not ready for that. And I was glad he said that back at that time, because not at that time, but now looking back, because it was so important to take that time to be with myself. So if you are by yourself, please don't feel like, oh my God, this is so depressing, I can't even be out. Take the time to that the divine maybe has given you this opportunity to really use your spiritual practices and cleanse at that soul level and heal at that soul level. Because if you were with people, it would feel like, you know, fingernails on the chalkboard, or even, you know, worse. I don't know. That's pretty bad for me. Anyways, so wherever you are on the path and whatever your situation is right now, remember you chose it. You chose it to be this way. It's your choice. It's no one else's choice. Mm-hmm. So make the best out of it. And then allow yourself to be open to the possibility of transformation. Call on these divine beings or these angelic beings, that the moment you just tap into your Sushumna, that thin tube of light, even just imagine it right now for this 1 second, boom, there you are. And that is your higher self. And then put a mantra there, or allow yourself to go to sleep to mantras, wake up to mantras. If you have to go to family functions or office parties or all those other kinds of things that we do, going to the mall, and it can be very draining. So then allow yourself to go and have a bath, or, you know, take a shower and then do extra meditation. Spend more time to cleanse yourself before the next thing that you got to do. Or just order online. Place your orders online, and then you don't have to go out and fight the traffic and all the rest. Anyone else has anything to share before we wrap up?
Hi, Sucharita.
Hey, Rana.
This is Rada again.
Yeah.
Oh, on the subject of Hanuman's birthday, I was just thinking about him and how you mentioned he has like such an angelic presence, and I remember reading in one of Astroved's newsletters at one point that there are like hundreds of thousands or maybe millions of people around the world who consider Hanuman to be their own personal guardian angel. And that he used to be human, but then he evolved to be divine, but then he doesn't go far away to heaven. He stays really close to the earth plane, and so he's really available, and he really wants to help people with our everyday problems.
Wow, that's amazing. That's
yeah,
amazing.
And one time, sometimes I go to, there's this little Hanuman shrine in kind of, not too near to where I live, but like maybe 1 hour's drive away. And you wouldn't even expect that there would be one there. But sometimes I go there, and there's like a number of statues of Hanuman. Like you walk up these stairs and there's statues on either side of the stairs. It's all outdoors. And some of them he's flying and he's standing with his weapon. And it is like a really going there. It's like a, it's like feels like an angelic energy. It feels so nice. So I just wanted to mention that he's just really a wonderful angel, and this being his birthday, we can really make contact with him and ask him for help with what we need help with.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks so much for sharing about that, because he's very closer than you think. Anyone who has come brand new to Dr. Pillai's programs, we also have advisory services where we have an actual Lord Hanuman, who Hanuman Das is the name of the person, who he's a Siddha, and he has the miraculous vase and blessings to channel Lord Hanuman's energy. He himself becomes Lord Hanuman, and he can heal. He can do these consultations and then remedies that Lord Hanuman points to for the person who comes, and he will identify all the challenges that the person is faced with, and it can be like ancestral curses. It can be challenges coming from people who are sending negative energy, creating blocks in people's lives, creating problems for the person in their relationships. And he will identify all those areas, and then not only will he identify it and confirm it with the person, he doesn't know the people who are coming. It's Lord Hanuman who is calling these people to him to get this service. And then the remedies help to clear it over a period of time. And then the person has a brand new, clean, fresh slate. And so many of us who have been on the path with Dr. Pillai, who have been blessed to be in the advisory services, have had the grace and blessings to work with him, the Siddha, and get our lives turned around. Because even though we may be meditating and we may be, you know, on the path for a long time or a short time, there are going to be karmas in our life that are going to be very disturbing, especially when Saturn is transiting, someone's going through Sarisate or Ashtami, which is eighth house Saturn, and having Lord Hanuman's grace and blessings coming through this channel, this Hanuman Das, and he can help. It's almost like Lord Hanuman is saying to the soul, don't worry, you're going to go through this difficult time, but I'm going to be here to help you to get through it. So this angelic energy is available to everyone, and then your soul will know, okay, this is something that maybe I can get some benefit from. And it is tremendous. Like, the impossible happens. People who couldn't conceive and have children for so many years have come to him, and he's identified why, and then subsequently they work with him, and then they get pregnant. So if your soul is at that level where, okay, I would like to do the work that I need to do and have the support from Lord Hanuman to make the change happen in my life so that I can live a more purposeful, more fulfilling, and freedom from those things that are blocking me. You know, businesses turn around for people. Jobs show up. People change their whole life. They move from one country to another country not knowing anyone, and they set up a whole new life, and they become very prosperous because they've challenged their karma. So Hanuman Das, through advisory services, who I work with, I work with him very closely, and then also he has been handpicked by Dr. Pillai as someone who is totally selfless in this world. And he totally dedicated himself to channel this energy, to keep himself pure enough so that he channels Lord Hanuman's energy. And he helps that person to come out of their difficult situation. And, you know, I could go on and on about this work that I'm a part of, this service that I'm a part of. But it's, you know, it's not something that I would do in this group call. But if you are interested, because it is Lord Hanuman's birthday, maybe that's the message that's coming too, is if you're at that level where you want to really go in and get his blessings and work with his energy and really experience Lord Hanuman's grace and blessings in your life and the transformation thereafter, then you can send an email and we'll set something up where we can discuss it further. So thanks for reminding me about that. He is. He's very close. He's very right here. He's available to all of us. So thanks, Rhoda, for that. Is there anyone who have any questions? Or others who have any questions? Comments? Well, Rhoda, thank you again so, so much for giving us this forecast of what the sun is doing in our lives. The sun is the soul. It represents that ability to shine from within, so to radiate all the goodness that is available to us. And it sounds like this coming week and into the new year, we're going to be almost forced to be optimistic, even if we want to be bah humbug. We're going to be like laughing in that moment that we are and bringing in that joy and understand that the planets are there to really shake us up and say, really, you want to be like that? Or how about this? This is probably more fun. Why don't you try that? And then you can just be that. So I wish everyone and pray that everyone has a splendid Christmas time and holiday time, and coming into the new year, if we don't hear from you, if we don't meet up before then, and have a safe and happy holiday. And God bless everyone. Thanks to Dr. Pillai, we can all come together wherever we are in the world and celebrate with one another this wonderful journey that we're on, and then to make the most of it out of our lives, and then bless others with the divinity that can come through. So take care, everyone. God bless, and happy holidays. Until next time, bye-bye.